Crowd coming to their feet. Uh-oh, a big collision in front of the Ducks bench. Something could happen here. Oh, yeah. Three Ducks, three Sharks. Big melee as time winds down. And the officials doing as good a job as they can to separate the two hockey clubs. Three Sharks right in front of the Anaheim Ducks players bench, and they're outnumbered, there's no doubt about that. And a couple of Ducks pushing them away is one of them Sam Carrick? It's kind of hard to see. Yeah, it is. Sam Carrick's involved with Smith. They fought earlier in this game, so I guess there's still some hard feelings. But the officials doing a terrific job moving the Shark players to their respective locker room. And, hey, when's the next Ducks-Sharks game? Can't wait.
No, for sure. You got Gibby up at the D-zone blue line there, chirping at Jovani Smith as well. And it certainly seems as if Jovani Smith isn't done. He is being held back by one of the linesmen there, and he continues to bark the other way. But for the Anaheim Ducks' sake, they can go home out of Honda Center with the 2 points in a big-time win. Look, this was a San Jose Sharks team that was hungry to get a win themselves, make it three on the year for them. Just a well-executed game through and through for the Anaheim Ducks team, so kudos to them.
Yeah, just a great ending to all of this. Emerson and I will talk for a couple of minutes here before we break, and then Emerson will join the lovely Alexis Downey and do some post-game chatter about this Ducks win and a great effort to go on the road playing a two tough opponents, Nashville and Colorado. Well, got the job done here with a win tonight. Emerson, just let me ask you this. What's the thing that Greg Cronin, the head coach, will be most happy about with this effort tonight, in your mind?
I just think the full 60-minute play, the well execution, whether and they got that, the first one San Jose Sharks did, and their only goal from Luke Cunnan, who just slipped in between the cracks there on the inside slot area. That's just one of the bright spots, in my opinion, since the game has started. The ability for this Ducks team to box out, keep pressure on the outside, limit their grade A scoring opportunities. They did slip through those cracks just once for that Luke Cunnan goal. But other than that, they were solid defensively. Yep. They were tight. They were getting their clears. I just think, regardless of the opposition, it was a hungry Sharks team. They wanted it tonight. You could see that they were coming, and they were just trying to put their best effort forward, only to be shut out and with that door shut from the Anaheim Ducks. And so I just think that's what he's probably happiest about. Just the fact that not only were they doing great things, but they were doing great things for the full 60 minutes.
All right, going to keep it here for just a minute or two while we await our guests downstairs. Go ahead, Emerson Edom.
Max Jones, thanks for joining myself and Steve Carroll up in the booth. And Max, God, you were on it tonight. You put together just a full 60 minutes of high-level, high-energy hockey. You know, what was your preparation like? Why was it this your best game of the season thus far?
I don't know. I mean, I prepare the same for every game. It's just, without the power play and penalty kill time, it's sometimes those games get a little carried away when, you sit on the bench and you're not in those roles. So you try to find a way to stay in the game. And I think the first period, second period, it was kind of a nice consistency of just continually playing. And then it was easy to play with Rico and Sylvie tonight, so they made it easier for me.
Yeah, you three were certainly effective. And heading on to this two-game swing here on this road trip, you got somewhat of a struggling Nashville team into an Avalanche team that isn't playing their best hockey. So this is certainly a big win heading into those two games. What's the overall game plan for those two outings?
I guess we'll see once we have our game day meetings, because we usually don't know. We're going to soak this one in right now and then focus on the next game, Nashville, and then just take them on and then move on from there. I think our attitude is just day by day, and we're just going to keep on going that way.
Well, Max, you were dominant here tonight. Keep up the good play, and good luck in those two-game swing.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
We're sending out the call for all SoCal fans to tune in to all Ducks home games, because when the Anaheim Ducks win, you get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app the following day. Simply download and register on the McDonald's app today at participating McDonald's.
And because it is post-game time, Jack Daniels. The only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. So I'm going to leave Emerson with one more question before he joins Alexis Downey for lots of post-game festivities. Just real quick, text 714-940-2950 if you have an opinion on the game. So great way to end the homestand. Now it's on to Nashville and Colorado. How about helping us get 4 points in two games?
Yeah, well, you can have your Jack and orange juice with your sausage sandwich and breakfast. So, hey, there you have it. I said it, right? So I'm certainly going to enjoy that. And, looking forward to this road trip. You're going against a Central Division team in the Nashville Predators that isn't really putting it all together each and every night. So this is a big win before that game. And then you catch an Avalanche team, which you certainly, of course, I mean, they have some complete ball players, some, you know, McCarr and, some of the brightest names in hockey, and McKinnon. The list goes on and on. They're well coached. They're somewhat fresh off a Stanley Cup win. So, they got everything in their tool bag to really make it difficult. Two games on this swing. It's not going to be easy. So this is just a big-time win for this Anaheim Ducks hockey club going into that two-game swing. So look forward to it all.
All right. We'll look forward to listening to you on the way home. Next broadcast comes up Tuesday night from Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. We're on the air at 4:30 California time with our pregame show, 5 o'clock for the play-by-play, and then Wednesday in Denver at Ball Arena, 5:30 pregame time, California time, 6 o'clock play-by-play. The Ducks are in Colorado. Back home here, less than a week, Florida Panthers come to Honda Center for the first of a short homestand. Game time is 7 o'clock. That's Friday the 17th. Hope to see you out here. Want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast. Of course, Emerson, Alexis, Vic, Rick, and Cash over at Skyview. It's all great. And congratulations. Thanks for being here. The guys like Paul Correa, Teemu Selanne, Guy Hebert, and a host of others. It's been a fun night, tapped off by a 4-1 Anaheim win. So we'll take a break, then come back with all of our post-game show exclusively on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
CACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
They say the game starts when the puck is dropped, right? Wrong. NHL Preplay presented by GEICO is the game before the game. It's the free-to-play daily NHL Pick'em game. So how's it work? Every game day before the puck is dropped, answer up to 10 questions and earn points for a chance to win $50,000. It's that easy. Score big with the game before the game. Play today on the NHL app or at nhl.com/preplay.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook and the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks post game show here at Honda Center alongside Emerson Edom. I am Alexis Downey. Your Anaheim Ducks taking down NorCal's San Jose Sharks tonight. A 4-1 victory. The Ducks out shooting the Sharks. 44 shots on net tonight versus the Sharks had 26. Emerson, just how are you feeling right now?
I'm ecstatic, and it was a game not full of unknowns or question marks, but the biggest question mark of it all was if the Anaheim Ducks take this San Jose Sharks team lightly. They didn't. They had one task at hand right from opening puck drop, and that was to come out with 2 points. They got the job done. You gotta get a sense that head coach Greg Cronin is so happy with this team. You know, from their past couple of performances, low scoring performances, of course being shut out by the Pittsburgh Penguins. You had a great storyline there with Leo Carlson last game getting 3 goals, the hat trick, but. You know, they just didn't come out with the points that, of course, were on the line in those past two games. So they came out on this early Sunday game, Legacy Night. It was just, what a story it was from pregame and Guy Hebert, Paul Kariya, Solani, and some of the stars of yesterday into tonight, that puck drop. And just to see that Henrik Silverberg and Max Jones line play well, I mean, they started off the game there on that opening faceoff. I think they set the tone, really, of how this game was going to be playing. That's high energy, moving their feet. It was a relentless effort from the Anaheim Ducks for the full 60 minutes. So it was just, I'm ecstatic. It was great to see them come up right before this two-game swing here.
Yeah, what a night it was. Legacy Night, the first of the season. There are 3 of them this season, just celebrating the Ducks organization's history. As Emerson just mentioned, some legends in attendance. But let's start this postgame show by going through the action. Starting in that first period, Frank Vatrano getting the first goal of the game, 4 minutes and 49 seconds into the first period. Ilya Lyubushkin having a shot from up top, but it was Vatrano who would tap it in.
So we have a faceoff coming up to the right of the San Jose goal. So, right from the draw, puck fired, score! Lyubushkin let it go from inside the blue line, and Frank Vatrano was there to steer it by the San Jose goaltender, and it's 1-0 for the Anaheim Ducks.
But the Sharks would tie it up 13:05 into the period. It was Luke Cunnan who had the goal in front of the net in the blue paint. And like I said, Sharks tying it up at 1.
Once again, the Anaheim Ducks not giving San Jose Sharks a whole lot. Really boxing out well here tonight.
There's a shot coming towards and it. Blocked, rebound, score! That play right in front of John Gibson. And the Sharks, who have trailed for a good portion of this period, get the tying goal. And it's a 1-1 hockey game with 6:55 to play in the opening frame.
But before that opening frame ended, Frank Vatrano netted one more goal on the power play. A nice one-timer off a pass from Cam Fowler. Emerson, what was your impression of that first period ending 2-1 in favor of the Ducks?
Well, it was just good to see the guys sticking to their roles. In this case, it was Frank Vatrano, the goal scorer, the leading goal scorer for the Anaheim Ducks. And, yeah, he was effective in the past couple games, but just wasn't getting rewarded. It was all Vatrano early on. I thought he was just moving his feet well, in that first tip goal there from the point from Ilya Lyubushkin's shot. It was a tip with a purpose. He was in the right area, an open area, the dead spots, as we call them, where no other San Jose Shark was. He was able to just get a touch on it right between the wickets of the goaltender Blackwood, and just a great start for him. He would obviously follow it up with a nice power play blast on the strong side flank. That was just so pristine, pinpoint. And you know what? I got to, from taking a step back, that San Jose Shark goal, I jinxed us. I came out and said, you know what? This is the tightest as far as around that slot area in the Ducks defensive zone that they've played. They were boxing out well. And right as I finished saying that, they were able to let Cunning slide there for that tap in. But they seem to have gotten back on the right page there when it comes to being tight there in that slot area after it. So it was really only one slip up there, kind of slips through the cracks there, and it was able to bury one against the Ducks. But other than that, really tight, got back down just to the basis, being hard, not allowing the Sharks those second and third opportunities for the rest of the way. So it's good to see.
Frank Vatrano would go on to have a three-point night, 2 goals and 1 assist. So the Ducks leading after one period of play. The second period, things started to get a little bit chippy, as we would expect in this Pacific Division rivalry. Max Jones and Luke Cunning getting into a little bit of a scuffle at 11:23 on the board when the Ducks then would go on the power play.
Ducks fight hard. Max Jones over there. Silverberg winds up with a puck on his stick. Right point to left point feed. Mentikoff now to Henrique. A shot. Knocked down in front. We're going to have a penalty upcoming here. The player Kyle Burrows, the defenseman, was knocked down. And here we go with a little brouhaha. Max Jones in the middle of things with Cunning. They might actually drop the gloves and go here. They let him off to the side of the pile. Right hand three by Cunning. A fourth, a fifth. Jones trying to get free here. Cunning throwing a couple of haymakers. Another one on the shoulder of Jones. Fights back. They go down in a heap. Jones lands right to midsection. And boy, oh boy, that broke out in a hurry. Moved a little bit to the circle right of the San Jose goal. But the fans enjoyed that scrap.
Well, Emerson, you were really high on this game that Max Jones had tonight. And we did hear from him after the game in the post-game interview after the Ducks win tonight. But, I mean, just what did he bring on the ice tonight? Obviously that physicality, too, that the team was needing.
Well, he got scratched just a few games ago there. And so the message from Greg Cronin down to Max, I'm envisioning that conversation being there was a couple of times where he was not first on the forecheck. He's got to be first. He has the speed, especially for a big guy like himself. Like, not only does he have the speed, but he's got the size. So he must not only be first on the forecheck there, but he also has got to be going right through those puck carriers, finishing checks, eliminating them. And I don't know if he was doing that to his fullest capabilities. He was at times getting even knocked off the puck. There was a 50-50 battle that I vividly remember that he was bigger than the player he was going against, and he got taken off of his feet. And he's got to be strong in those areas. I thought he was just in it. There was one time where it was one Duck versus two San Jose Sharks players in the offensive zone corridor. Who was first to help support in that case? It was Max Jones. So, I mean, he had the jump. He wanted it. There was a couple big-time chances for him in that slot area where he was oh so close from finishing. So it was the shot qualities he was getting. It was him getting first on the forecheck and finishing. He drew a penalty up there on the red line. Mm-hmm. Putting his team that led to the Frank Vatrano power play goal. So just – not only that, but he got in the fight, and he was just, I mean, that says it. He was really a difference maker through and through.
Max Jones, four shots on goal through this game, but let's move into that third period as there were no goals scored in the second, and the Ducks turned it on once again, but they did have to start the period a four-on-four play, which then became a four-on-three when Fabian Zetterlund went to the box, and it paid off for the Ducks as Mason McTavish netted a power play goal, a nice set play with Leo Carlson down on the low end, and McTavish just coming right down the middle and putting it in the back of the net.
McTavish gets it and changes spots. Flips the puck down to the goal line. Back to McTavish. He scores from Leo Carlson. That happened in a hurry. Great setup down near the goal line. Carlson put it right on the blade of the stick of McTavish, who flung it high. The San Jose goaltender Blackwood. The Ducks score a power play goal and lead 3-1.
And the Ducks kept it hot in the start of that third period because it wasn't long after that, 2:41 on the clock, Radko Gudas having a goal himself. Now, last season, he only had two goals the entire season. Now he is already at two goals as we are still early in this Ducks season.
Puck coming in, Lacombe feeds it off to Frank Vetrano. Does he have another goal in him here in the third?
Yeah, well, see, he's shooting well there. He wants it. Wouldn't be surprised.
Here's a drive coming from the point. Gudas. They score! They score on a weird one as Gudas let it go from the right point. And then the Ducks got a little bounce that helped him score that goal. And McTavish's shot was blocked and the puck came back to Gudas. And that went off a stick right in front of his shot by the goaltender. The Ducks have scored again. And wow, what a strange one that was.
Well, Everson, as Steve said, that was a weird one. And as I noted on the broadcast, Mackenzie Blackwood just looking at a defenseman afterwards in disbelief, shaking his head like, man, how did that just happen?
Is Radko just going to have weird goals for the rest of the way?
Maybe.
His first of the year was quite interesting. Him just getting it through, taking a couple bounces and trickling in. This last one matches that just, hey, weirdness type of sequence, and I think everyone was surprised and shocked, but it was a big-time goal here for this Ducks hockey team, and it's just, I think it's the hockey gods rewarding a player like Radko Gudas. You know, Alexis, you and I were down talking to head coach Greg Cronin, just the overall impact that Radko Gudas, day in, day out, on the ice, off the ice, you know, he really sets the tone for this club, and the guys respect him. He's done a lot of winning throughout his career, the latest being with the Florida Panthers, who this Anaheim Duck team faces here in this next stretch. So he continues to just be relied on. I thought his patience coming out of the D zone, you know, around the D zone, top of the circles, he made a toe drag even one point early on in the hockey game, and he's just been spewing with confidence. He had yet another hip check there right as the San Jose Sharks were entering the Ducks zone. So he continues to put it together everywhere. The Ducks, his Ducks teammates rely on him on the ice, off the ice. And you can see for sure in between periods with the response there in that third from the Ducks team. And he continues to do it all, and it was a big-time goal for sure.
The butcher is butchering, as in he's leading and he's making an impact on the ice. One more highlight from this game for you in that third period. Sam Carrick and Jovani Smith getting into it, both getting five-minute penalties. It wasn't really long into that third period that this happened to. Just that rivalry, you could really feel it between the Sharks and the Ducks tonight.
Little bit of pressure taken off now. Here's a shot. Ferraro save. Rebound. Gibson's down on his back, and the puck went wide. We have a fight here. Sam Carrick's involved. And some left haymakers by the Shark player. Carrick fights back with two or three. Another right by Carrick. Another left there. Towards Carrick. Oh, these two are going at it with the Shark player, Jovani Smith, who's capable of handling himself in these spots. And Sam Carrick doing damage to one another. That was quite a scrap.
No more goals in that third period, and the Ducks would finish out the game. 4-1 was the final. Come back after the break for more of your Anaheim Ducks postgame show.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that.
When you get a lot of content.
I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water, nothing else.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss out on special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite theme nights like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Ducks 4, Sharks 1. Another victory here at Honda Center tonight. Closing out this 5-game homestand. 3 wins, 2 losses on that. The Ducks now have 8 wins on the season, 6 losses, 16 points. They have started the year pretty strong here in the Pacific Division, taking down another team in that tonight in the Sharks. And we have plenty of texts to get to as we thank you for texting our post-game show text line. 714-940-2950 is the number. So the first one we got actually after Frank Vatrano netted his second goal of the game. In Frank We Trust, trademark it, from Daniel and Alex Sandemus.
Yeah, well,
another thing we got to trademark, I think. The comeback kids and Frank We Trust, a couple things at this point.
We do, and, you know, hey, great message there. Thanks for texting us, and we continue to just love the positive, right, the positive, you know, text and just the overall fan interaction. So appreciate it. And, yeah, no, a lot of trademarks, a lot of hey, look, at the end of the day, when you win, good things happen, and mm-hmm. winning's fun. And, yeah, whether it's the trademarked, whether it's a dude getting a tattoo in the stands here tonight, it's just more fun.
Shout out Gus for that tattoo, man. You did a great job on that one. He actually designed last year's Dia de Muertos jerseys and the logo that the teams, when you still could wear those jerseys on for warm-ups, he designed that logo last year. And he's been a longtime Ducks fan his entire life. So pretty neat that he was able to do that, local tattoo artist here in the area.
Ducks diehard. Ducks diehards continuing to message into our show, so we appreciate it. And, yeah, continue to send us positivity because we feed off it and we love it.
Couple more texts to get to here. Loved listening to Ducks stream tonight. The purple really makes the team come alive. Yeah, I was just telling Emerson at the break, I loved the matchup that we had of the unis on the ice tonight. The Ducks in their plum, the Sharks in their white, you know, away jerseys. But I thought the colors really complemented each other on another end.
Yeah, it seemed like we were in the late 90s there, didn't it? So it's just a lot of great things, you know, from not only tonight's just divisional rivalry between the Ducks and the San Jose Sharks, but the legacy night to see all the legends out here. Like I mentioned, the Guy Bear, Timu Solani, and Paul Kariya just out there, center ice, along with some of their previous teammates there back in the glory days of this organization. And speaking of glory days, there is some big things to come for this young and hungry Anaheim Ducks team.
Couple more texts. Way to go, Ducks. We beat the Sharks. Another one. The Ducks were very sharp tonight in all three zones. Let's carry it over on this upcoming road trip. Let's go, Ducks. Yeah, like you mentioned, two games back-to-back this week. Tuesday in Nashville, Wednesday in Colorado. Two different time zones with those games, too. A bit of travel, the altitude in Colorado, definitely some factors for this team as they go into that road trip. But definitely a good way to start the week, a Sunday night here at Honda Center, just playing a full 60 minutes of hockey and, as you said, looking sharp on the ice. The Quack Attack is back on track. Absolutely loved the first legacy night. Can't wait for Tuesday's game from Keegan. P.S. Quack, quack, quack. From Wisconsin.
Well, I'm not sure what the weather like is, Keegan, there in Wisconsin. I'm assuming maybe a little bit more on the colder side, so we're sending you this warm SoCal weather out your way. We appreciate you tuning in from Wisconsin. And a little bit closer to your neck of the woods there, AD. And, we love our Ducks fans, our Ducks faithful, no matter where you are worldwide. So thank you for tuning in. And going back to the full 60 minutes, I mean, God, it really was. You got to think that the frustration from Greg Cronin in that postgame interview after last game, the turnovers and giveaways there leading to a lot of the goals against. Well, there was only one goal against here. Like I had mentioned, it was tight early on. They slipped through the cracks on that Cunning goal there, and they remain throughout the rest of the minutes of play there, really tightened things back up. They were scoring goals. They were feeding off that strong defensive play. So, like we read in that message too previously, mm-hmm. I mean, solid 60 minutes of play.
Well, I'm glad that the quack, quack, quack is taking over because, Emerson, that was so funny if you think about that game whenever you did it. But, yeah, awesome. Thank you, Keegan, for listening in from Wisconsin. I love Wisconsin. You guys have the best cheese, the best cheese curds. I love Wisconsin. Big fan of your state. But anyways, another text that we got. Rudy just always sending us the messages. Thank you, Rudy. Do you think the Ducks did good in the offensive zone and outshot their opponents? Well, yes, the Ducks actually had a season-high 44 shots on goal tonight. Last game, 38 shots on goal against the Philadelphia Flyers. But tonight, getting the results that they wanted.
Yeah, and Mackenzie Blackwood was no slouch there in net. I mean, he came across mm-hmm. when you put up 40-plus shots. I mean, you got to think that, the goaltender on the other hand is going to come up big, and Blackwood did certainly at times, just trying to hold that team together and give them any shot to win. So he certainly didn't have a poor game in his own right. But it was just the perfect combination. Not only was the volume of shots on goal there, but it was the quality. Just speaking on that brilliant pass from Leo Carlson to the streaking, slitting through right through the middle, right down Main Street, was Mason McTavish. And actually, during the live call, I mentioned it was almost a Ronaldinho type soccer pass where you're looking one way and feeding the other. But maybe it's I should stick to his countrymen there and Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Maybe I should have referenced that in Leo's countrymen there. But nonetheless, great. great deception. That was just one of the few plays that really highlighted some great offensive output and some all of our quality playmaking as a whole.
And the Ducks going 2 for 5 on the power play tonight. 14 shots on goal on that end. John Gibson in the net making 25 saves on 26 shots. And another thing I have for you on the penalty kill, as it just continues to do outstanding work in these recent games. 2 for 2 tonight. 17 straight kills since October 30th. That was now, if you include this game tonight, 6 games of straight kills. And then also, if you go through the last 9 games, killing 31 of 36 penalties. That is just great numbers from the penalty kill. All right, we have more for you on the other side of the break. Thank you for listening to your Anaheim Ducks post-game show, and make sure to come back.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A-Go-Go.
Yes.
Can you keep saying you got something for me?
Search Country A-Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A-Go-Go on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a pain. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. Thank God I get to TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Back with your post-game show after another Ducks win on their season 4-1 over the Sharks tonight. And for those of you that took part in our Twitter or X Ducks stream polls, thank you. We thank you. And we have one that is still going on right now. It was, which Anaheim Ducks goal was your favorite tonight? And currently at 47%, Radko Gudas is winning that one. I mean, how can you not love seeing the Butcher get a goal tonight? We also now get the chance to hear from him as he had a chance to speak with the media.
Crowd was unusually boisterous after your goal. Do you reckon it's because of how it went in or because they are in love with you?
I don't know. They were probably as surprised as I was, so I was just happy for them to cheer, and then went in, and it was a lucky bounce, so Rod got a bounce in.
it wasn't a lot lucky about this win. It seems like you guys really kind of gained momentum, gained steam as it went on. Can you just kind of share your thoughts on the ebbs and flows of the game and how you guys were able to take it over?
Yeah, I think the start wasn't what we thought we were going to have. We were a little slower than we wanted, but I think we got in there as the game went on, and we keep pushing, we keep getting better and better. And I think as the game went on, we were better and better, and we were going after the 2 points, and when we got them, I think it was a good game from us. And after the first period, and we just got another 2 points that were important for us.
A couple goals on a power play tonight, pretty neat one on the give and go, the 4-on-3. Now, it's not exactly your area of expertise, but good to have that. Giving you guys an advantage as defenders, right?
Yeah, 100% boosts the whole group. You know, they're having great movement on the power play, and it gets the whole team into a great mood, and they feel good about their about the momentum. And you know, they're great players, so it was nice to get in and kind of got us even going more in the third. And we just kept coming, and we just kept playing fast and hard. And I think that was one of the break points for us.
You guys think about stopping a potential 3-game slide, or just about winning the game in front of you tonight?
We're looking at one game at a time. I know the guys were asking today for what we're doing tomorrow, what the schedule is. So you guys are not really looking further than the one game ahead, and I think that's important for us to just focus on one game at a time and keep chipping away. It's a long season, so we want to focus on the next task ahead instead of looking at the big picture so far.
Does it
so.
Seem very early still to you?
Yeah, 100%. It's early in the season, but I think we're making steps in the right direction. We're doing a lot of good things out there. We're staying defensive in a lot of situations. I think as the season's going to continue, it's going to work in our favor that we're in good spots in the D zone, and we don't leave early, and we're playing right most of the times.
I know you said it's one game at a time, but you do have a back-to-back coming up, a back-to-back to travel as well. I mean, as one of the veteran guys on the team, how are you kind of helping some of those young guys manage it that are doing this for the first time, the rookies and second-year guys in here?
Yeah, obviously, recovery is huge, so a good meal, good sleep, you know, get moving tomorrow when we get in to just keep the body moving, and it's those going to be two hard games, especially with the travel and with the altitude, so I think... Like you said, we have a lot of young guys, so I don't think it's going to be a really big issue for the young guys. They usually recover pretty faster, so I think it's more of the older guys how they're going to recover. But, you know, those are little things. We have great staff that helps us with the recovery, so they're doing everything they can for giving us a chance to recover as fast as we can. So it's going to be a full team effort to recover after today and the next game.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You got it?
Well, Emerson, you could definitely tell that there was a different feeling in the locker room after this game, but I really liked what Radko said about just taking it one game at a time. I mean, from someone who has played in this league, played these games, is that the right mentality? Is that the right way to approach these games?
Yeah, I think even going back to my the height, if you will, of the teams that I was on in a Duck uniform, that 2014-15 team there, it was a deep run in playoffs, and it was the same thing. So no matter if, you know, you're a struggling Ducks team like the years past, or a team that's turning the corner and solidifying themselves as a team to watch for, and certainly at times a scary team this season, and then going back to my playing days and that Eastern Conference, or sorry, Western Conference finals team there, where we just lost out late to the Chicago Blackhawks. So it doesn't matter. When you're at the National Hockey League, it's always a game-by-game type of mentality. You're dealing with injuries, you know, who's slotting in where. I mean, there's different changes throughout the roster. So all you can do is not only as a player, but also as a team as a whole, just think about what the task at hand is, prepare for that task, whether it be off the ice in some video or on the ice if you do get a practice, and focus on the power play, penalty kill, and really putting everything together, sharpening up those tools, getting ready for real-time play. But, yeah, it's a game-by-game effort. I just must say, like, throughout the interviews, we of course, caught head coach Greg Cronin, an emotional interview last game, or mm-hmm. at least post-game last game. But then we have, you know, just Radko Gudas, as we just heard, just it's honest emotions. I just love that we're just getting great feedback, whether it's at some low points, as we heard last game, or tonight. It's humble individuals, whether it's Coach Cronin or Radko Gudas, who are just, you know, there's zero me mentality. It's all about the team. It's a team first just vibe going on here with this club. And it's just, how can you not root for a team like this? So it's just been fun to be a part of.
Well, the first star of this game, Frank Vatrano, also spoke with the media after it. So let's take a listen to what he had to say.
You're going to have to take away your hat trick nickname, because you were out there at the end, but you didn't get the third one.
Yeah, I mean, most important thing is we won. So, you know, the hat trick's just a bonus on top of it. But I'm just glad we came up with 2 points. I think the team played hard tonight.
You're now second in the NHL in goals. It's got to feel pretty good. I know it's early in the season and that sort of thing, but really great start for you here. You're well on past your career high in terms of pace. So what's working for you out there?
Yeah, I think just overall, my line mates have made it easy on me, and just the team. I think as a group, we've played well, and no matter who you're on the ice with, we're making the game easy on me. And for me, I'm just trying to put the puck in the net, play hard every single night, and usually when you play the right way, no goals and points come. So like you said, it's early in the season. You just got to keep building on game after game.
They started to ramp up the intensity there in the second period. How important was it to match that? And then you guys got the quick 2 goals in the third.
Yeah, it's huge. We talked about, you know, they're a fast team. They want to be on top of us. So for us, it was you know, playing fast, not turning the puck over, being good in all 3 yards of the ice. And I think that's what we did in the last 40 minutes of that game.
Power play. Oh, sorry.
We talked to Crow last game, and he said that your line had kind of gone a little south a little bit, but it seems like you guys got back in the swing of things tonight.
Yeah, it's a long season. I mean, even when we're not playing our best game, we always try to at least make an impact on the team and make a, you know, have an outcome, make sure that we're doing something that's positive. So, obviously, I think we weren't happy with our last game, and you know, good thing we got rewarded tonight. We did things the right way.
Our play come through tonight to get one, and then Mechtie and Leo to give and go. Just what's been kind of turning the right direction for you guys there, and what did you see on those 2 goals?
Yeah, I think simplifying. I think we talk about our plays before the game, but you know, when the game starts, you kind of have to see what's in front of you and make the play that's there. And I think that's what we're doing. We're just playing simple on the power play and making the plays we know that we need to make.
From up top, it looks like they had a pretty relentless forecheck. Is that the case down at ice level? And how did you guys break through if that's in fact the case?
Yeah, I think we're to transition the puck well. They're a team that comes in waves. They can skate well. And we just had to break them down. If they're being too aggressive, we just got to quick up pucks, rip pucks, and make sure we're getting pucks out the blue line and transitioning right down there, right down into the offensive zone.
Crowds this year have been noticeably louder than last. I mean, tonight, yeah, the end-to-end thing with Minchukov's chance and the breakaway the other way, Gudas's goal, they went nuts. I mean, are you guys hearing that on the ice?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the perks of playing the NHL is the fans, and the fans have been great this year, especially now we're winning. We want more and more people in this building every single night, and since game one, they've been great, and we definitely hear them out there.
Thanks.
As Frank said, the fans were awesome at Honda Center tonight. And with his 3 points in this game, he now has 15 points on the season. Mason McTavish also reaching that 15-point mark tonight with his goal. I just like how calm Frank is after every game. I mean, I say that because he's not calm on the ice, but most of the time when he's speaking with the media, he just seems pretty calm and just, he's a hockey guy.
I think he's, as he's answering those questions, thinking about his next multi-goal performance there. I mean, he just has that persona, as you mentioned. It's just all about just business, you know, all about
that's
just,
a better word
yeah,
for it.
Business and, you know, well-spoken. Yeah, maybe on the shorter side of answers, but just, you know, what you want to hear. You just want to hear straightforward answers, you know, directly answering the questions, and that's exactly what he does. But just, you know, I don't know. Everyone's just showing their true colors, and in that case, no nonsense. Just wants the team to do well. There's a question answered about or asked about just the fact that he didn't come out the hat trick, and you know, hey, a win's a win. That's more important. He was ecstatic to be a big part of that win, and whether it's Radko Gudas, Coach Greg Cronin, one of the things I really think has boosted this club in the right direction is just there's no personalities that stand out as, you know, selfish or you know, maybe a distraction, right? Everyone's got one common goal. I feel like, you know, through the rest of the year, they're always just as they're turning the corner in this whole process, they're still going to be looked out as outsiders and players that just, I don't know. It's so fun to root for a team like this that works so hard in order to achieve what they've achieved. And, it's just an all-out work ethic mentality, and it starts from Pat, trickles down to the coaching staff and on to the players. But just a team and organization right now that can't help but root for.
I definitely love that team mentality that they all have too, and it's really just translating well on the ice and helping them win these games. Now, three games in four nights this week. The next on the docket is Nashville, the Predators, on Tuesday, a 5 p.m. game from Broadway, and then the team heads to Colorado to take on the Avalanche on Wednesday, a 6 p.m. Pacific time game. And if we take a look at those teams right now in the Central Division, the Predators are in last place in the Central, 5-9 on their season, whereas the Avalanche are 8-5 on their season right now. So definitely going to be a good test for the Ducks this week. All right, Emerson, your final quack of tonight before you head on the road and leave me in the postgame show.
Hey, big win here. It's a great way to enter this two-game swing. You got a struggling Nashville Predators team. You have a really good on paper and overall record-wise Colorado Avalanche team. But you know what? They've dropped three of their last four. So certainly the Ducks could catch them at a low point of their play and their standards. So, look, big win tonight. It wasn't easy. It was a much-needed win after the last stretch here, and way to take it into this two-game swing.
All right, my final quack tonight was I just want to congratulate and just a hats off to all the people that were involved in putting together Legacy Night tonight. It was a wonderful show. Everyone that came here to see the team, see the pregame ceremony that was put on with all the Ducks legends from the past. It was just so wonderful to see everyone and all the lights. We had lasers going on. I don't know if I've seen the lasers.
It was a club. It was a full-on club here tonight.
Club Honda Center. All right, Emerson, we got to get going. We got to get out of Club Honda Center. But next game, like I said, Nashville, we will have a 4:30 pregame show for you on Tuesday, 5 p.m. start. And if you want to hear this Ducks and Sharks replay, it'll play after the break. You can hear the Ducks win another game here at Honda Center in that replay. For Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey here in Honda Center, thank you for listening to Ducks Stream tonight, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
He fires a three. Makes it!
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
What makes the holidays the most wonderful time of the year at the Disneyland Resort? It's seeing the skies brightened with unforgettable fireworks, taking in the music, food, and fun of Disney Festival of Holidays, and so much more. The holidays begin here from November 10th through January 7th at the Disneyland Resort. Both tickets and park reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for important details. Subject to restrictions, change, and cancellation without notice.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all the original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at anaheimducks.com/flexplan.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.